The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more.
Frank Abagnale.
弗兰克·阿巴内尔 Possess 假装为 Slip 偷偷的给 Freelance writer 自由撰稿人 In charge of 负责 Doctor 篡改
He contacted a friend Gene SebringWho posed as his fiancée and slipped him the business card of Inspector C.W. Dunlap of the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, which she'd obtained by posing as a freelance writer doing an article on fire safety measures in federal detention centers. She also handed over a business card from Sean O'Reilly,the FBI agent in charge of Abagnale's case, which she doctored at a stationery print shop. Abagnale then told the guards that he was indeed a prison inspector and handed over Dunlap's business card as proof.
She loves
联系了一个叫吉恩·塞布林的朋友，后者先装成一名自由撰稿人，要写一篇叫做《联邦监狱消防措施》的文章，从美国监狱管理局监察员 C.W. 邓拉普那里弄到了一张名片，再假扮成阿巴内尔的未婚妻，将名片偷偷塞给了他。此外，吉恩·塞布林还给了他一张他自己在文印店伪造的肖恩·欧莱利的名片。这位联邦调查局的探员专门负责阿巴内尔的案子，于是阿巴内尔告诉监狱的守卫自己实际是一名监狱的卧底，有邓拉普的名片为证。Slip 偷偷的塞，暗中塞给。来看一个例子， He slipped a note into my hand， 他把纸条悄悄塞到我手里。这个词还可以表示滑倒，比如说 She slipped on the ice， 她在冰上滑倒了。 In charge of 负责经管，比如说 You are in charge of making the salad， 你负责做沙拉，相当于 take charge of。 那么如果在这个词组夹进定冠词，变为 in the charge of 是什么含义呢？它的意思就正好反过来了，成为在某某人的掌管或者看管之下了。比如 The work is in the charge of John， 就是这份工作由约翰来负责。 Doctor 在这里并不是医生的意思，而是指通过篡改来伪造。Payphone 付费电话 Predetermined 预定的 Incognito 匿名的 Greyhound 一家长途汽车公司名 Bluff one's way through 蒙混过关 Bent on doing something 专心做某事。
He then told them that he needed to contactFBI agent Sean O'Reilly on a matter of urgent business. O'Reilly's phone number was dialed and picked up by Gene Sebring at a payphone in an Atlanta shopping mall, posing as an operator at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Later, he was allowed to meet with O'Reilly in a predetermined car outside the detention center unsupervised. Sebring, incognito, picked Abagnale up and drove him to an Atlanta bus station, where he took a Greyhound to New York, and soon thereafter a train to Washington, D.C. Abagnale bluffed his way through an attempted capture by posing as an FBI agent after being recognized by a motel registration clerk. Still bent on making his way to Brazil, Abagnale was picked up a few weeks later by two New York City police detectives when he inadvertently walked past their unmarked police car.
阿巴内尔又说他有急事需要联系联邦调查局的探员肖恩·欧莱利。守卫拨通了肖恩的电话，而吉恩·塞布林则假扮成联邦调查局的接线生，在亚特兰大一家购物中心的公用电话接听了电话。随后守卫允许他可以在拘留中心外一辆预定好的车里同欧莱利私下见个面。塞布林乔装改扮，用车把阿巴内尔送到亚特兰大车站。在那儿，阿巴内尔搭上了一辆开往纽约的长途汽车，之后很快在去华盛顿特区的一辆火车上，他险些被擒。一名汽车旅馆登记处的办事员认出了他，可是他装成一位联邦调查局的探员，又蒙混过关了。阿巴内尔还是想去巴西，但几个星期后，由于疏忽大意，走过一辆没有警务标志的警车时，他却被两名纽约警察局的探员逮捕。Payphone 相当于 public phone， 表示公用电话。不同的电话是有不同的表达方式的。手机相信大家都很熟悉了，是 cell phone。长途电话是 long distance call。室内电话我们可以说 local call。对方付费电话是 collect call。Poses， 我们都知道 pose 有摆姿势的意思，就像我们平时常说的摆 pose。但这里的 poses 可不是这个意思了。而是表示装作假装，相当于 pretend。 比如说 He posed as a writer but was finally discovered by others， 他假装成一名作家，可最后还是被别人揭穿了。 Bluff his way， Bluff 的意思是诈骗，这个词组就是蒙混过关的意思。我们也可以说 fake one's way， 比如说 He faked his way during the interview， 整个面试他都在骗人。Bent on 表示下决心一心。 I was bent on going to the theater， 就是我一心要去剧院的意思。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
He contacted a friend, Jean Sebring, who posed as his fiancé and slipped him the business card of Inspector C.W. Dunlap of the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, which she'd obtained by posing as a freelance writer doing an article on fire safety measures in federal detention centers.She also handed over a business card from Sean O'Reilly, the FBI agent in charge of Abagnale's case, which she doctored at a stationery print shop. Abagnale then told the guards that he was indeed a prison inspector and handed over Dunlap's business card as proof. He then told them that he needed to contact FBI agent Sean O'Reilly on a matter of urgent business. O'Reilly's phone number was dialed and picked up by Jean Sebring at a payphone in an Atlanta shopping mall, posing as an operator at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Later, he was allowed to meet with O'Reilly in a predetermined car outside the detention center unsupervised. Sebring, incognito, picked Abagnale up and drove him to an Atlanta bus station where he took a Greyhound to New York and soon thereafter a train to Washington, D.C. Abagnale bluffed his way through an attempted capture by posing as an FBI agent after being recognized by a motel registration clerk. Still bent on making his way to Brazil, Abagnale was picked up a few weeks later by two New York City police detectives when he inadvertently walked past their unmarked police car.
今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。